And here's something else to consider. There are a lot of things that have a lete sententia, excommunication, attached to them, like participating in abortion. Canon 1397 says a person who actually procures an abortion incurs a lete sententia, excommunication. Procurement means to bring it about. This would include politicians who publicly support abortion and whose vote is necessary to keep it legal. So why are there no decrees announcing that all these supposed Catholic politicians who publicly support abortion and vote to keep it legal have incurred an automatic excommunication? Because they have. And if you vote for them, you too receive the excommunication for procuring abortion. If the church had done this, the abortion issue would have been taken care of decades ago. The same with rainbow marriage, the same with pornography. So-and-so has received an automatic excommunication for voting for Bill X, which does Y, which is immoral. The faithful are warned not to vote for so-and-so, lest they too incur excommunication. Even in America, had the church done this in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, we wouldn't be where we are now. The Catholic voting bloc in America is substantial enough that it can stop anything from going through, or at least it was. Now, I know some of you are saying, well, they would have lost their tax-exempt status. And? Which is more important? Had they done this and shown the world their authority over civil governments, which they have, and their sway over civil policy, I personally doubt any politician would have been brave enough to take that away from them. And had they done this, the world, not just the United States, but the world would be a much better place. But no, Catholic politicians who keep evil legal isn't the problem. Traditional Catholics trying to preserve the faith, that's the real problem. Why is it only traditional Catholics who are trying to preserve the traditional Catholic teaching, the only ones whose lete sententia excommunications, which are usually not valid, recognized and announced by the Vatican? Why are they not announcing the automatic excommunications of all these so-called Catholic politicians who keep evil alive in our society? That could actually do some good. Lefebvre, de Castemeyer, and the four bishops, Archbishop Vigano, Archbishop Took, the recent SSPX consecrations, all excommunicated. Why? For not accepting the Second Vatican Council, essentially, which has no anathemas and declared nothing new to be binding. The reason the society was not allowed to consecrate bishops both in 1988 and now is because they refused to accept parts of the Second Vatican Council, a council that sought not to punish people, so said Pope John XXIII. Now the Vatican is saying, if you don't accept the Second Vatican Council, which declared nothing dogmatic or infallible, so said Pope Paul VI, bound the faithful to nothing except previous teaching, had no anathemas, and sought not to punish people, you will be punished. And I'll throw Father Feeney in there. I don't agree with his position, but I recognize that all he was doing was trying to defend the dogma that outside of the church there is no salvation, which even then was being watered down to the point of being almost meaningless. These are the only people that I know of in the last almost 100 years that the Vatican has announced have incurred excommunication. And in most, if not all cases, the excommunications are not valid. Why is that? Why is it only the Catholics who are trying to hold to the true Catholic faith who are announced by the Vatican to be excommunicated? And all these Catholic politicians keep an evil legal knot. If you can answer that question, then you'll understand better why these men did what they did. If you like what you see, please like and share the video and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. You can also like and follow us on Facebook, X, Rumble, BitChute, and Substack. My first book, Until the Last Penny, is available in both ebook and paperback. It's a fictional story of a soul's journey through purgatory, and it's unapologetically Catholic. Get your copy by clicking the link in the description.